The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
It's a beautiful day for us in this house. It's a beautiful time for us in this place. We are under the shining forth of the face of our Lord Jesus in this house. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Abba, Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Honor and praise to you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Adonai, we bless your name. Can you worship the Lord? Can you thank Him for your life? Can you thank Him for the grace given to you to be here today? For the grace given to you to be alive today, to be partakers of them that will hear God in this season? Can we bless the name of the Lord? Can we thank Him for His mercies? Thank you. We receive help this morning. Understanding for every heart. Blessing for every soul. In the name of Jesus. I pray utterance be given to me in the name of Jesus, that I will speak as I ought to speak. You will grant me grace to speak as I ought to speak. Grant strength to me. My infirmities, my weakness, oh God, I lay them all down before you, before your cross this morning. I pray that, Lord, I exchange weakness for strength. I exchange all that I have for yours, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. James chapter 5, verse 7. What did he say? Let's read together. Once you go, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the what? Of the Lord. Amen. Behold, the what? Waited what? For the precious fruit of the earth, and art long. Say long patient for it. Until what? The early and the what? Latter rain. Shout a big amen. Say be patient. You know, for a soul to be precious to God, it takes time. Husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. I love the word precious fruit of the earth. Because preciousness is at various degrees. We have precious, we have more precious. We have most precious. Let's see Isaiah 13, verse 12. I will make a man, what? More precious than what? What is fine gold? Fine gold is precious. Your faith, much more precious than gold. So when you say fine gold, is a gold that has been refined. Or is called unfeigned love. Are you getting it? Unfeigned love is fine gold. It's not just gold. It has gone through trials. So it is made fine. You are not fine if you have not gone through trials. It's called the trial of your faith. Being much more precious than of gold, that what? That perisheth, though it be tried with fire. You are fine, or you are precious. You are a product that comes out of fire. But you can be more precious than fine gold. Say more precious. Then in Revelation 21 verse 11, what did he say? Can we read together? One, two, go. Having the glory of God, and our light was like unto a stone. What? Again? Most precious. Even like a jasper stone. Eh? Clear. As what? So a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. A sure foundation is more precious. For somebody to be precious in the sight of God, my people. Oh my God. To attend to charity, where God will say, you are precious to me. It's not the one that you use to save my precious. Precious jewel. And you are treating precious jewel anyhow. Precious jewel. It is only on phone that we know it's precious jewel. You keep malice with precious jewel. You deal with her at home in a manner that is not good. Yet it's a precious jewel. Beleo, Mr. Precious. The husbandman. So I just wanted to know that we have precious. We can be more precious. Then there is one who is most. In fact, most precious. Most precious. There is a stone that is most precious. So your beginning is to be precious, isn't it? And to attend to that level of being precious is a work. So an husbandman waited patiently. So for you to attend to precious fruit of the earth, there is a need for husbandman to wait. Because why? The husbandman needs that fruit of the earth. Who is the husbandman? John 15. I am the true vine. And my what? And my father is the what? Is the husbandman. So the father is waiting to have precious fruit of the earth. You don't have fruit without growth. So he's not saying precious plant. He's saying precious fruit. And to attend to fruiting, you will plant seed and then it will take its time to grow. Amen. So the best way to articulate it is when you see a man that has a pregnant wife. The first time they will ever congratulate a man that has a wife after your wedding and everything. Okay, maybe they greet, congratulations on your wedding, every congratulation end, you start to labor, isn't it? Today, now, not say congratulations, sir. We only greet a good morning. The rest is no congratulations. The first time we are going to congratulate you again is when you come and tell Pastor, I shall want me to love you, sir. Oh! I shall wat it down. Ah, congratulations. When the seed is planted. Nobody sees you after that day. Maybe after 1 month or first trimester, and they are congratulating you. Wow, I'm a bad when you. Nobody congratulate a pregnant woman. I say, congratulations. Congratulations for what? So the waiting is a process. Something is growing. Something is growing. So when you are hearing, add to your faith, is the gestational period of the formation of the baby. Because that baby is the what is called precious. Fruit of the womb. The fruit of the womb is his reward, Abby. Omoni, Niolua, children are the heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his what? Is his reward. So when you plant seed, you wait. He said, be patient.
There is nothing you can do. You will grow at the pace that God has designed for you. What do you need? Keep feeding. Keep eating. Keep learning. So when you get to the day of delivery, you see that day is the most dangerous, most terrible day. So when Zion travail, there is a time you will come to travailing before you come into producing the precious fruit. Hallelujah. The day your wife said, maybe the water bag has busted, or you have seen mucus plug. Hey, imagine your wife is in the labor room. Maybe there are 6 women in that labor room, and you are hearing all manner of shouts. What did the man will be doing? The man will be pacing outside. If somebody come out and say, congratulations, what comes to your mind? So maybe somebody now shouted one of the nurse, Mr. Olaniyo, Mr. Olaniyo. Yes, sir. Ah. Hello, Mashawa. Ah. Oh. There's a way they call people in those hospitals. They'll call you again. There is a calling that they will call you. And every other calling will be with joy. When they call you, Mr. Olaniyo. Yes, sir. Congratulations. Ah! The rest, go and bring water. And go and bring. In fact, you will even know your leg will be with speed. The husband man is the one that waits. That is why Christ is the womb. But the husband man is the father. He's waiting to see something. Because fruit has 2 things. Has food and has seed. Inside fruit is seed. But what makes it fruit is because there is seed inside of it. Is that not what Genesis said? And God said, let the earth bring forth the herb yielding seed and the fruit trees yielding fruit after. Can you reduce? Fruit after his kind. Whose seed? Can you see? So, when the husbandman receives the precious fruit of the earth, it's not just to go and rejoice and eat it and finish everything. No, because that is the hope of the next harvest. The hope of tomorrow is the precious fruit of the earth. The hope of heavenly men is that precious fruit of the earth to be raised to God. So you will realize that when you say precious fruit of the earth, be patient. What gives you this level of patience is walking in faith, doing faith. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's see verse 7. That the trial of your faith. So your faith is not your faith as your faith. Why? Every man has faith. Either you are an unbeliever or you are a believer. Every man has faith. But it's just that your faith may not be our faith. There is something called our faith, or what is called common faith. Where is that scripture? Common faith. Beloved, Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the what? Common what? Salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye earnestly contend for what? For the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So I can have faith, and my faith can be so powerful, and I am not in the faith. So Faith is not faith. They don't try your faith. Unbelievers don't go through the trial of faith, isn't it? They don't. What are they going to try? Because when they try to burn, the reason why God is confident, that he said something, he said, the difference is to the side of the devil, it is test. But to our side, to God's side, is trial. Do we get that? So it means that devil don't tempt his own children. They are already in fact, they have already fallen. So nobody tests nothing. They only try you because you are in a system. You don't set exam on the street. You can only give questionnaire. Questionnaire is not exam. You only printed paper. You are not sharing it. Your time starts now. Where? You can only have that arrangement in a system. So faith is a school. That is where they set exam for everybody there. And that is why when you are going through your exam, they congratulate you. They clap for you. In fact, they encourage you. So people clap. Those who are in the faith with you, they can discern that this guy is already, something is happening to this guy. What is happening to this guy is a common thing that is happening to everybody. So he said, rest with us. He said, you who are being troubled. So you cannot say, I am in the faith. So all those rejection, a stone that a builder rejected, your rejection is a signal. When I hear your parents is angry with you, why? Do you disrespect them? No, because I say I want to go this way and they say I must go this way. That contradiction, hallelujah, is a signal that you are now in the faith. And to you, who are what? Troubled. What did he say? For Kumbalejo. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. So, those who know not God are those that are not in the school of faith. They have faith. They can command things. You can see some people, they will tell you, I know my God. I know my God. When I call him, he answer me. And you will be shocked that you will pray and God will hear him. And you'll be wondering, how are they doing it? You will pray, confess. And it will look like he's slow. So he said, and to them that know not God and that obey not the what? The gospel. Because gospel is the curriculum of faith. That is, inside the gospel is where they reveal faith. From faith to faith. From faith to faith. So when you obey that, you are prone to be tried. How do you know that what you carry is genuine? How do you know that this thing is precious? Some people are skillful in knowing gems. You know gems? Some people, they call them, they fly from country to country to go and test originality of artwork. When they say this treasure is original, when they get there, they will look at it. This thing they call $1 million is fake. How do you know? By the time he gives you the parameter, you know it's correct. You put your money on this thing, oh Lord. Some people, so for something to be precious, it must be original. Isn't it? It's a substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Say evidence. So those who are in the faith, they don't live their life on what is seen now, on the present. So when you say substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, I am trusting the Lord that, for God to say, you are my people. come unto me. All ye that what? That labor and are what? I will do what? I will give you rest. So, the first rest you will have is the rest of becoming precious to God. There are two layers of rest. That you are born again does not mean you have rest. You don't have rest in your soul when you got born again. Your soul is still going through trouble. The first attainment of rest is to attain to being precious to God. When they put treasure inside of you, give me Colossians 2:2 and verse 3. What did he say there? He says that their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, yes, and of the Father, yes, and of Christ. Now, let's read together. In whom? Say all. So, where does treasure start from? Mystery of Christ. These ones are treasures. Christ is a treasured possession. That is why when you are Christ, there is no way the Father can look away from you. Laye. His eyes will be upon you everywhere. He's interested in everything. Why? You are precious to him. When you see something precious to you, there is a way you keep it. Isn't it? Do you throw your precious... One of the things precious, I was asking somebody, okay, what do you have that is so precious to you? Say, my laptop. Yes, naturally. So, now, one thing, if the laptop in itself is not what is precious, but what you keep inside. What was, some people, if you take away their phone, it's like their life don't shatter. Why? Things. If I did, your whole life is inside the phone. Everything. So it's not about the frame called phone or laptop. It's the content. So when God put content inside of you, he watches you jealously. So there is no way Satan can go behind God to afflict Job. It will still take God to say, okay, you can go, but don't go beyond this level. Why? You can't afflict somebody who is a treasured possession. So when we live every day like we're going to die, we are not going to die. Why? Because somebody is watching us. He says, my eyes is upon you throughout the year. There is a land. When you are precious, that is where they keep you. A land which the Lord thy God, what? The eyes of the Lord thy God are all, oh my God. So you see why you must be precious. When you are precious, they bring you to this land. And in this land, say always. So you can imagine the commandment. I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. So there are some people that they can never die in accident. Let the car somersault 20 times, they will come out. Why? It's not them. It's not them in themselves. There is something watching over them. They have content that they can't die with a smoker. Oh, look at this scripture. So scripture is not just for everybody. So some people now will take this one and they will be claiming it. Oju Oluwambe, Loria Yemio, Olu Oluwambe, Bagbe, he's not seeing you. Are you a treasure? Is he? When you hear, God forbid, when you hear your house is burning, there are some things that does not come to your mind. But there are some things. When matters get to matter, there are some things God is looking for to rescue. Some will burn. He will not even think twice. I want to change it before now, so let it be burning. Hallelujah. But some things, you will rather want to enter the fire and close your nose and inhale everything to rescue the thing. I don't know what I'm saying. So also, when God says, thy God are always, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. From the beginning. So there is never a time that you are alone. That is why you need to be patient to acquire treasure, my people. Gospel is treasure. Christ is treasure. Hey, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. So you don't need a prophet to lay hand on you. Yes, and say, this year, you will go, you will come back. Touch not my what? You know the meaning of anointed? It's Christos. Touch not my Christ. And do my prophet no harm. Because Christ is Christos, the anointed one. Scriptures are not for everybody. They are for the people of God. You must become a people. You must what? So, acquire. Where you are going through all manner of trials is that they are dropping substance inside of you. That is how they make you different from every human being. So, we are all human beings. We have two eyes. Everybody has two eyes. Everybody has two ears. But we are not the same. In the quality of life. Let's go out to Peter. Treasured possession. That God will have me and will be looking at me throughout the whole year. Hey! Hell! He told the disciples, he said, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He said, go ye. And preach and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, everywhere, every angle. And no matter where you go, I am with you always, even to unto the end. What a commitment. That was why God, Jesus was telling them. He said, if anybody cause one of these little ones to stumble, he said, it's better. He's telling another Christian, no. Two Christians. He's warning one against the other. If you allow this one to stumble, this little one, who are the little ones? They are Christ. Except you be converted and be as a little child. You will not enter. So when Jesus makes you a charity man, if anybody causes you to stumble, because it's not, they are not easily provoked. They are not what? They are not easily. So if somebody now is anointed by the devil to provoke them and make them stumble, they don't think evil. They are not easily provoked. He said, let them tie a millstone on their neck. It's better so that they can, when they are sinking, no break, no jam. They will be going to, they get to the bottom of the ocean. They are not going to stop. You'll be wondering, how can Jesus Christ be protecting somebody over another one like this? It's not unbelievers that will provoke them. It's believers. For somebody now, for an unbeliever to say Reverend Busui, you will now offend Reverend Busui. You know, whosoever that make them to offend. Making them to offend is not making them to be angry. Some people can make you to be angry and provoke you. In fact, when you are driving home now, some people will still provoke you. Keke Marua will provoke you. What's it called? Okada will provoke you. Last man will provoke you. Police will provoke you. Many, everybody is normal, loma, what do they call them? They will provoke you. But it's not this type of offend. Offend, I will make Paul to say, when I come, I will show him his deed. I won't for God will not forgive him more. This one sin. He said it's better for you that you hang about his neck and he were cast. Ah. So some people on earth, that you don't offend them. Don't cause them to tumble. They are special agents on the earth. They are God's. When God looks down on the earth, what is making the earth to shine is because of them. They are the light of the earth. I want to be there. Where God's, I love that scripture. Where God's eyes will be upon me throughout the year. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, they are always in the radar of God. Because they are now in a land by what they have possessed. Ezekiel 36, let's look at that. By what they have possessed, they have been transported or transplanted. So why is he looking for precious fruit of the earth? So that they can transplant them. You understand what I'm saying? Why he would get the fruit of the earth is that he will transplant them. He said, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and bring you and will bring you into your own land. And then what will happen in your own land? Then I will what? Sprinkle water upon you. That is how they make you precious. And then ye shall be what? Clean from all what? So why do they apply fire? Is to remove impurities. Good. Say karat.
The higher the karat, so if you're like 1,000 karat, the lower the impurities you have.
Lower the impurity.
The purer that gold is.
If it is 80 karat, impurity equal. 20, I'm just saying, for example, 24 is the highest. 30% impurity. So if your own is a 2 karat, you can't shine. Manda, that is the earring that I book himself for you. Okay. So if he says, I will bring you to your own land and I will sprinkle clean water upon you and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idol will I cleanse thee. Why? We don't take impurities into the land where God's eyes will be watching every day. There is a land where they will have treated fire you. It is not when they put you into market that those merchants coming to buy will now be saying, when they put you under, how do you bring 5 carats into this market? When you have people who have 24, and that is their prices now, and you cannot buy 5 carats. 24 carats is the highest carat of gold, who got you, representing 99.9% or higher purity, commonly known as what? Pure. Or shall you see fine gold? Say fine gold. So a man can be even be more refined than fine gold. So what did he say in that book of John 15 verse 1? What did he say? Look at it too. I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. Yes. Every branch in me that what? He taketh away. And what? Every branch that beareth fruit. What did he do? He purged it that he may what? That is more precious. To bear fruit, you are fine gold already. They will still take you through another purging. I felt they should clap for you and say, you are already bearing fruit. My husbandman, the father, he has a higher fire. Hey! So imagine who will sit on the throne, sir. Hey, the one that will sit on the throne. When you see the lamb upon the throne, as no, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. neither nor variableness. Hell! So as fine gold, you are still not enough. It's not enough to be pure-hearted. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. Another word is that God will see them. Because Paul made a statement, he said, that you know God, or rather, are known of God. So pure heart is the one that the Father knows. So Father is a more disciplinarian. But my brother, my sister, to just attain to where Father can take you, where they can call Father, Father, so when people are saying there is joy in heaven over a sinner that repents, well, I don't know, sha. But the real joy is when you are born. When you are made precious and they announce a child has been born. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. That is the when angels rejoice. That they have treasure on there. So when they do spiritual censor, there are people they count. And some people, there are some, it's not everything that are countable counts. And it's not everything that counts is countable. My desire this morning is to see a people becoming God's people. Peculiar people. The first time that he sang that song in one STS meeting like that, we are your treasured possession. I couldn't sleep that night. I heard the song over and over and over till morning. I was crying. Because I was seeing how those apostles, how precious they are to Jesus. And yet, the Father did not stop them from being beheaded. You are taking John inside hot oil, and the Father is looking at you. And that man you are taking is the highest commodity on the earth. As at that time, that man called John, when you calculate the treasure of the whole earth, that man is worth more than everything. Yet you are taking him, you are dropping him from mountain, he's bouncing, you are frying him, he's not fried. You are putting him in hot oil. How did he escape that? When you see treasure, until they go and dump him in high court Patmos, say, there you will rot him. How that man came out from all Isle of Patmos back to the church to give them the book of Revelation. He didn't die in Island of Patmos. So. And did he swim? Who took him back? Nobody. Spirit me. Upadawa. And they were all being beheaded. Peter was saying, please don't nail me like my master. Can you turn me upside down? That man, they are turning upside down. Carry all the treasures of riches, of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 8. Ew. So, faith. Don't joke with your faith. Your faith is what will make you precious. Anytime you stand by faith, God begins to look at you and say, something is there. So, just I say, if you deny me, to deny Jesus on this in this present world is not to tell I'm no longer a Christian. You know, there's a way people, when you deny Jesus, maybe Alumanjiri, I'll be all this Boko Haram, they want to kill you. I say, deny. Say, Allahu Akbar. Or not, you say, Allahu Akbar. You say, you have denied Jesus. Of course, you should not say, Allahu Akbar or anything. But I'm just trying to say, to deny Jesus, you can deny Jesus at every seconds. Before your parents, you can deny the faith. In the presence of your children, you can deny the faith. Before your wife, you can deny the faith. Before your husband, you can deny. You can say the faith is a lie. What does it mean to deny? To is a lie. It does not work here. You see this place? Faith does not work here. Faith wants to take over the whole head. You say in this space, so collation be. Even if you bring angel here, 1-2 year, go to law. In the situation, you deny faith than. But whosoever shall deny me before who? Before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven.
Go back to Peter.
Whom have you not seen, ye love? You can see. There is somebody that you should see. The reason why is better the pure enough, for they shall see God. You know what I'm saying? They shall see God means God will come to them. They will see God. God will see them. But there is a point you have never seen God. So when you see people preaching new Christian realities, telling you that you are already seated, in fact, you are drinking the same water from the same cup with God now on the throne. Well, eh? You are not drinking any. You are not. No. Oh, God. Whom having not seen, ye love. Whom though now ye see him not, yet you are believing. You are holding on to faith in a pure conscience. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, receiving the end of your faith. Even what? The salvation of your soul. Yes. Of which the salvation the prophet have inquired and said diligently, who prophesied grace that should come to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, wherefore, guide up the loins of your mind. Will be what? Be sober. And then what? Up to the end. For what? The grace that is to be brought to you at the what? They will, as they keep revealing Jesus, so is to make a people. What does that mean? You can't be a people if revelation does not come. So there is a revelation of Christ that makes you a people of God. There is a be sober up to the end. Another one is coming. The revelation of Jesus Christ is coming again. This revelation of Jesus Christ is called your most holy faith. Say most holy faith. Most holy faith is a higher revelation of the being of Jesus Christ. Your most holy faith. Yeah, wait for it. Another revelation is still coming. Again, they will bring another one again. It's called the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. Revelation upon revelation upon revelation. So when you are tired of revelation, you will never be a people of God. That is how they make you. Every trial you are going through is because of the revelation that you held. So they suffer because of the word they heard. Verse 14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, yes, but as he which hath called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner. Say all manner. When you say be ye holy, be ye separate. God wants to call you out of a people to becoming a people. You can't be God's people if you don't come out from among them and be you what? Separate. Say a big amen. Many people are still buried among their people. And that is the problem. When your neck, you must get out and be delivered from your people. Every commandment, look at everybody God met. Abraham, get out of your country, from your people, from your kindred. Paul the apostle, delivering thee from thy people, unto whom I now send thee. Hallelujah. You must come out. If not, when you see some people, after they have spent 30 years in church, when they are about to die, they will say, take me to the village. Village that you have left, your children did not even know the village. Maybe only one family member knows the village. Everybody just wants to recline back to the village. That is among their people. One man was in the city, gave birth to three daughters, married three daughters out in the city. By the time, oh my God, he said they should take him, when he was old, take him back to the village. By the time he got back to the village, they had to before they will allow them to bury their father, they had to do marriage for the three daughters. That marriage they didn't do in the village. It is again. What will happen if you are buried in the city? But you know fear. Or you can't dare that fear if you have not been delivered. You can't do braggado with it. Do braggado, you die. You cause problem for your children. Why? Because you never left. Separate. 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 May you be separate. May you not be entangled. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the what? Why? Because you have been washed. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. So don't touch them again. And I will what? Receive you. Who is the person that God is receiving? Is a precious entity or a charity man. When you are Christ, you will be received. Or another word is chosen of God and precious. Let's go to chapter 1. Let's read through. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be special agent on the earth. That's what I'm living for. And that's how we should all live for. That anywhere you are a special agent. Your kingdom will fight for you. Anytime, any day. Don't ever think that. Don't ever in your life think that you are alone. Even in the midst of trial, he said, I will be with you. I won't take you out of it. We are just going to be chilling together there. Inside the fire. That is what God do for his people. He does not quickly take them from fire. They gist inside fire. So the three Hebrew men, what did they say? They say, when they threw them inside the fire, God was there. And he did not open the gate of the firehouse. I said, quickly, yeah, run out. They were there. I don't know, maybe they are speaking in tongues, maybe they are gisting. They just realized that the chain in the hand got broken. The one in the leg, the fire destroyed it. The fire that can melt iron, sir. It was cutting the iron in their hand and they are intact. Then they saw the fourth man. Oh, imagine how when those guys bounce out of that fire, the way they will be walking on the street. And the king will say, Abeg, there is no God outside the God of Shadrach, Meshach. The way everybody will be looking at them. Who are these people? Treasure me. Imagine when somebody wear diamond to this church today. Necklace. If you don't know it, you don't know it. But if somebody that knows it is around, Ujo and Yukurumbe. Should you mean Tommy Jenny? Would you mean Tommy Jenny? Yakin Ki. Good afternoon, man. Good afternoon. Oh, how are you? It is not high, it's greeting. He's looking at that diamond. Hallelujah. Because he knows it. Anymore, you rule and tafu. You understand? It is Father that knows the worth of your fire. And he's the only one that can rejoice to receive you. Men will not clap for you at that time. Because you might not look like what they are expecting you to look like. But the ones who knows value of artifacts, treasures, knows that what? Finally, you have obtained it. Hey, wherefore? Say laying aside all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. He said, this feast of charity, we are going to celebrate it all. Yeah. You're not saying amen. Amen. Because you want to still keep your old level. Husband will celebrate this feast with his wife. Your wife will look at you and say, sweetheart, hey, why? kile je mo ni ko si ki lo se yin na ko de si kini o sele e ti ya to na yo meta, you are just different. Hey, if your wife say you have changed, sir. Don't worry. The person that will first mark your script before your pastor is your wife. Elder. And they are very difficult to please. you cannot bribe your way through. You can't collect mark in that script. They will mark you. Oh, God. Women, the way they will mark you, you'll be wondering, Mikolo son, shame me not. Warning. You can't bribe your way throughout with them. When your wife says you are not serious, actually. When your wife says you are sweetheart, how am I doing? And you are trying, you know. You are trying. Just like that, you're trying means you score 30%. For your wife to see you and say, sweetheart, thank you. My husband, you are doing well. And you know the trouble is that you can do well today and not do well tomorrow. So you cannot even carry the trophy of yesterday. And you say, my wife said, he said, they are per seconds billing. So when they say you are trying today, don't rejoice too much. Oh. You must keep holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. So that by tomorrow again, you can say you are trying. Because you can try yesterday and fail today. That's why, if you are married, forever and ever, your script will be around your marriage. And if you are single, your own marking, they will arrange another marking guide for you. Hallelujah. So also wife. If your husband can say, thank God for my wife. I think my wife is doing well. Hey! Hey! Rejoice, oh ye wife, when your husband says you are what? You are doing well. You are submitting well, because that is the problem. There is a way God tied our progress to what our commandment is. Imagine he says something about that your prayer be not hindered. Please give me that scripture. I round it up already. I'm done. Rokarim. Amen. Father Alexo. This matter. You, all of you will marry, because nobody, God has not told me that there's a celibate in this house. I've not seen one. With the grace, I've not seen one. Forget. Everybody. Ropita. All of our sisters will get married. All of them, forget. They will go to their husband's house. Likewise. Say likewise. Begege. What happened before likewise? Is what's talking about wife, Abby? Give me wife. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him what? Lord. Hey! Whose daughters ye are? So imagine a woman who is submissive, who is under authority of her husband, that woman is a treasure. Those people, if you cheat them, you are cheating their Lord. If you maltreat them, you are maltreating. That is why everyone will lock door against some husband, because they are maltreating the daughter of God. And Yoko, be careful. And your question, be careful. Hey, look at it. After this manner, in the whole time, the holy women who trusted in God adorned themselves. Adorning means you have treasure. Being in subjection unto their own husbands. When you see a woman like this, so a woman should be like this. A wife should be like this. If you are like this, you are a treasured possession. God's eyes is upon you. It's upon you. It's upon your husband. The reason why God will beat your husband is because of you. You don't know. You are not expected to beat your husband or flog your husband or lash him or maltreat him. Your home is maintained. Your stay. Egba embo. Bankere. They will flog him wotu. Because they will judge disobedience when your own obedience is complete. Everybody wants everything to be good for them. So a woman doesn't need to fight. Your weapon is not word. Some women can talk English. You can speak in grammar. You are still speaking English. Your greatest weapon is your submission. Your greatest weapon to change anything. Let the head of the man be incorrect. He will correct it. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him what? Lord, whose daughters ye are. As long as ye what? As long as ye what? Sisters, raise up. Either single or married. As long as he what? I'm not hearing you now. As long as you do well. You do well. What is your well doing? Your well doing is be in subjection. And are not afraid with any amazement. Nothing amazes you. Likewise, ye what? This is the way to celebrate feast. Oh, you will be more submissive to your husband than ever before. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Your husband will be wondering, "Kilo she ya wo mi kilo? Ekima. Ato sun si yon. Da kwe she kwe message kwa mi yon. Fumilo mi yon she umba mi soro. Ekima wo." Day one, Lord. Day two, Lord. Day three. 1 month. 2 months. Is this what my wife? What has happened to my wife? You have commanded something. Nobody maltreats treasure. It's an ornament. You keep it in a place to show, to display. May our daughters be like after the similitude of a palace. May our sons be like a plant, grow up in their youth. I love that prayer very. That our sons, say that our sons may be as what? Grown up when? In their youth. That our daughters, say cornerstone. Tried stone, a stone, tried stone, precious corner. So the least a lady should be before she marry is a cornerstone. Precious, precious cornerstone. Imagine you marry Charity as a wife. How will your house look like? That is why in the Bible, we saw it yesterday in Lasso, they all lived before begotten. To live means they all became, the least they became was Christ. But now what you want to first furnish house and buy washing machine and buy air fryer. And so you are ready. You are not ready. What makes you ready is that you are like a plant grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as cornerstone. You know what? Polished. Hey! Shining. Ornament after the similitude of a palace. Hey, oh. Go back to that place where we are reading. And let's end. This is what we should take home and pray. When you are praying, what are you praying for? What are you praying for? You are praying that, Lord, I want to be this. Likewise, ye men. And your queen, no, our queen, dwell with them according to what? Knowledge. Giving honor. You know the most difficult thing for a man to honor his wife? Very difficult. Because Man always think they owe him honor. He does not owe anybody any honor. That's why some people go, if a lady is their boss, they can insult her. Because a man feels insulted for you to respect a woman. If you are like that, you are sicko. Let me announce to you. You're very sicko. And you need healing. Some of you cannot be subject, cannot humble themselves, cannot honor a lady. They feel it's demeaning. They feel, how will I put it now? It takes their man away, their manliness and all that away. No. It makes you wiser. Deal with them according to knowledge. Giving honor, honor. There is a way you talk to your wife that demeans her. And a man does it very well. Are we going to say, I'm sorry. Sure, I'll bring the lady. Who then can you see? Is your wife talking to you like that too? You need healing for you to yab your wife. Anyhow. And it's very common to man. You even know that you have dishonored her. He loves her. There is a way to tell man, you know how man run? He's just advising you. You know how the man run? Oh, okay, motigbo. Motigbo. Benu son ni yon. May God forgive us. And we always read this scene, you know? But in this season, it's a requirement. I say it's a requirement. It's not something you read in the Bible. They taught us this morning. Read scripture. Beautiful. Read scripture, though. But this is not what you read and you believe in the pages of Bible to be doing for you. This is not piggy vest investment that you just put it there and it's increasing. No. You will do it. You will misjive. You will go back and apologize. Sweetheart, I am sorry. I shouldn't have responded the way I responded that time. I'm so sorry. You will beg many times and it will become your manner of life. Yes, a man can beg his wife. You should apologize. Some people, apology is like from east to west. Is the way apology is in their mouth. Even when they know they are wrong. Instead of saying apology, I'm sorry. They will, I'm a pepe, you know pepe. They will now be dancing around. She's now working in the kitchen. They will now be helping her to cut onion. With drama, they'll be, just say sorry. Leave onion alone. Man and pride. They'll be cutting onion. They can sweep the whole compound. My wife, okay, they'll now become servant. Don't become a servant. Just say, I am sorry. Hey! Okuri. Instead of the pride of man, pride. Because this lady is your body. When you dishonor her, you dishonor yourself. That's why no matter how hard the argument is, no matter how hard the thing is, you can't yab your wife in the presence of anybody. Take her inside. Sweetheart, whoa. Did that thing you did outside that time. You should not do that. But not outside. Because if you do that, you will think it is how you are correcting. You are actually disturbed. You are distort. You are reducing yourself. You know, sometimes some people think they are dishonoring you. But in the face of the final analysis, you have just brought down yourself. You don't know. Likewise, ye husband, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Read the last place. Now imagine where they tie it to. Like I was telling someone, I know I was preaching in the place. I said, it's like when a fly land on your scrotum. Prophet me. Or other rosuru. When a fly land on your scrotum, the thing is biting you. Yet you want to kill it, but remember. Hey! Remember. Hey! Imagine where they tie this matter to. Your prayer. Why? Because man, they were commanded to pray. Always. Oh man, ye ought to pray. Pray always, lifting up holy hands. So imagine, because the most difficult thing for a man to do is to pray. You know what I mean? Man, don't pray. Sweetheart, if you are not praying, I'm praying. I don't know when I'm praying. When you are praying, your wife will know. God will help us. May God help our men. Men are not easy. You see all these men? They are not easy. As you see them like this, they are terrible, man. All of them. They are terrible. All these people. Complex, complicated human being. But grace is helping them. Sweetheart, we are not praying. Oh, do you know when I pray? Do you stay in the house every time? You take me when I pray. You are not, and you know you are not praying. Because prayer is not easy for men. They always faith everything. God will do it. It's done. Empty boast. Empty mouth. God will do it. You are not, when you see a man that prays, the wife will rest. I'm telling you. The wife will just automatically come into a state of, my husband, if the husband said it's done, she will go and rest. Because I know my husband has prayed. Don't just use blind faith. It's going to be done. Sweetheart, like we're on your business in Ashia, launch is here already. Show Badura. It was a commandment. They say in like manner, women should adorn themselves. So man, pray. Women, adorn. What is the correlation? It is when your heart is at rest that you can think of powder now. A woman that is being troubled at home cannot adorn. So when you see your wife that is not looking good, I know you are troubling her. You are not giving her rest. You are not giving her rest. When you give your wife rest, your wife will glow. He said, in like manner. The day that they preached that message, when real men, some 10, 20, maybe let me say 12 years ago, in like manner. It means as a man is doing this one, let the wife be doing this one. And what is the correlation? And he said, the way the man prays, real men prays. Your children should meet you praying. So if you are praying, when you even see church, normal church service, you will see that it is women that used to, you will hear the tongue of women more. Men just believe they have one betu somewhere that, I don't know. The confidence of a man, I don't know. They just have one pride that everything is under control. Do you need to shout to pray? I know where I call my God and he answered me. Where did you keep it? Come and teach us. He says, so imagine this commandment is for somebody who is doing Christ. He says, so that your prayer, because a man that is doing Christ prioritizes prayers. Because if men pray, when 500 women are praying, let 5 men pray. I wish all men pray every. He didn't say I wish all women. I understand that everybody should pray. Prayer is not gender based. But let me tell you something. There is an authority. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. It's not just generic male and female. A man availeth much. When you see men praying. The Lord is saying that I am going to stay on you on this matter, especially men, either single or married, to ensure that praying becomes your life. That is how to celebrate the feast of charity. This is why your prayer be not in that. If you, anybody praying and you hear your prayer be not in that, many of us will read it and we will not see it as anything. Oh, so your prayer will not be in that. Because you are not praying. But if you have somebody who is praying and the Lord says, if you treat your wife in a way, I will close your heaven. Because I don't have any other life. I don't have any other God. Who will I call? Who will I go to? So when you are keeping malice with your wife, you are not praying. 1 day, 2 days. You are not praying. I don't need any prophet. Because if you are praying, you will be feeling the pulse of your wife. You'll be feeling it. When we call something in a romantic friend, torchometer. That we use it to measure the degree of hotness or coldness of your relationship. So when you touch your wife like this, sweetheart, how are you? And then, familiar, torchometer, you're high in here. Sweetheart, close your leg. You don't wait for a whole day. Your wife is not happy and you don't know. This is why you want to do bedmatics. And he's saying, sweetheart, they're familiar. You now want to. You want to have to submit at that point. So that your prayers be not hindered. This is the song. Real men praise. Even if 4 or 5 men come together, men just pray. You know what you have majorly is women praying in ministry, isn't it? You will see 3, 4 women wives. I mean, let us pray for our husband. Let us pray for the church. Let us pray for the. That is what you see most of the time. You don't see men. Men of Issachar, I don't know where they are now. There is a ministry called Men of Issachar. Hardly will you see men, 5 men come together. They are, when you see men talking, you see that they are complaining about their wife or they are talking business or politics or football. Men don't pray anymore. So their wife is stressed. They are going through stress. Either health challenge, either on their children, because you are not supplying enough energy for the house. You're supposed to produce 220 volts. Your vote is only 100. Low current. Go be freezer. Go be AC. If you stabilize, as you can't go to be no. To the power, you're low. Go increase your power. That is how to start. You will see everything will arrange in your house. Everything will align. Your children will align. Your house will, your wife will align. Your health will align. Your business will align. If you consist, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man faileth much. So a man is not a man that comes to church and everybody is praying and he's sitting down. When you are sitting. Somebody called me from the UK and was telling me, hey, my husband, romantic, it's not romantic, it's not, sex is supposed to be something that should be free. When a man is romantic, I say, yes. So we should not even talk about sex, we should talk about what men should do so that when they do those things, women will naturally open up for them and all that. I say, yes, you are right. But let me tell you something. A man will not be romantic. A man that is in church, that is always sleeping, he's not giving it to doctrine. He does not pray. And you are not shouting at that time. You don't know that when they say become Christ, the most romantic man is Christ. Do you want a romantic husband? You see that romantic husband that you have in your mind is Christ you are looking for. If a man has not attained to Christ, what you get is what you order for. It's not what you will get to. I'm telling you. It's Christ that is the most romantic husband. You ask, how are you feeling? How is your body? How is your day? We know we are not doing it yet. We are all guilty, isn't it? But we are striving to get to a point where your wife can rest in your arm. Imagine your husband, he does not think evil, he does not, long suffering is there, he does not behave himself unseemly, he does not, how did he, all those things. You know that they are all romantic qualities. Somebody is long suffering, who is kind, who is patient. Your romance will not do jealous. He can suffer long. You can be pressing him and he doesn't react all the time to your, what did you call it? Shenanigans. Envy it not. He does not envy your progress. He can rather support you. I say, so that you can do it. You can do it. Go and do it. I will pray for you. Eh? Vaunted not itself. It's not puffed up. It's not doing man ego. Your romance will do it. Imagine you have this husband. Does not behave, he doesn't have unruly behavior. He does not seek her own. He's always looking for what can I do to improve my wife, my children, my wife, my children, my wife, my children. Himself is the last. Hey, Joe. And your mom, Joe. Thinketh no evil. You know, men think evil to against their wife. Oh, bearing my shameful. I think, but you. Our by them are sigilos. to ba ti de la ti bi se ma fi je pe mi lo ko e mi lo ri e. You are you are thinking it, you are proposing what you will do against her when she come back. And she, innocent, she will come. Ekulesi, her sweetheart. Because you are preconceive it. Thinking evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. What excites him is when God's cause is being, is, ah, sweetheart, do you hear that message? Sweetheart, do you hear? Ah, we need to make progress. So, ah, God will help us. So, you can see passion. But this one, he will never talk message in the house. In fact, as you are leaving church, as you're going home, the next thing, feel I'm jealous on you. She's going to go. I throw church when you hey! No time to reflect. You will never hear gospel in his mouth in his house. He doesn't go out to evangelize. Yet in the house, his wife does not feel the breath of gospel. Lastly, like Paul will say, finally. And when I come and say another, finally. This is the final of the final. There is this scripture that says, Colossians, if you have learned Christ, or you have been taught of him as the truth is in Jesus. For the first time yesterday, I saw it. I think it was Pastor Mika that was preaching yes last night in it. And I saw, wow, wow. What is why we have been thinking? He said, if so be that ye have heard him and ye have been taught by him as the truth in Jesus Christ. See, learn Christ. Learn Christ. Abi. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. What? Say Christ. In all what? Unto the Lord. Look at singing together. Speak to yourselves in psalms. How many times do you speak psalm and hymn to yourself? Bro, Wiley. In Christ the Lord. Then Sister Grace now pick it. Because scripture says that we should be speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual song. This song is a conversation. And he now begins to itemize the stanza of the song. The first stanza. Whatever ye do in words and did do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks unto the to God and the Father by him. First stanza. This is the hymn. This is the psalm. This is the spiritual song that we all should be singing in our houses to ourselves. Wives, submit. When you are submitting to your husband, you are singing. And that song is very loud in the spirit. Angels are dancing to it. Ah, read him. In the mouth of your heart. Hey, oh, what a honor. Ah, angels will be joining you. So angels will come and visit and one tall bear. Yes, angels will come to your house. They are always around your house. Do you want angels to live in your house? Yes, submit. Sing their song. And they will come and dance with you. Dance with me, oh lover of my soul. To the song of all song. When you are singing, angels are in your houses. Don't sing and chase them away. And life will be harsh for you. You need angelic help, my people. It's not everything your brain can carry. It's not everything your prowess can carry. It's not everything your energy can carry. You need, you can't be a fool. They should lift you. Sing this song. And then angels will minister for you. Wives, submit to your own husband. Because as it is fit in the Lord. Husband, stanza 2 of the song. Hallelujah. What did he say? Love. Husband, Joe, love your wife. This is your own hymn. It's not in Christ alone. My hope is found. You can sing that one, no problem. But this is your own in Christ alone. I love my wife and be not bitter against her. That is the way you will sing your own. It's easy for a man to be bitter. Small thing, you are bitter. You not come and be a shoo. You know the BS will be remitted. Every other sister in church is always doing, but this woman that is always taking care of you, cooking your food, washing your clothes, taking care of your child, of your children, every is the one that wants nothing. Let's imagine my worry. Me, Joe. Hey, action. Bitter. Every bitterness is melted. You can be bitter. Every commandment you see is the problem of that gender. Every woman wants to usurp authority. They want to take the lead and push the man aside. It's their problem. That is why they give them commandments. Every man too. It's easy for them to be angry, to be bitter. Stanza 3 of this hymn. Children, obey your parents in the Lord in all things, for this is well pleasing unto God. See stanza 4. Father, provoke not. Some parents, from fathers, have provoked their children not to follow truth by their behavior. The way they treat their mother, children are watching you. If you love their mother, they will walk in righteousness. Forget it. Don't labor. You know some people, omowole yawo. Some men, the way they handle their child, their firstborn, their secondborn, is like the wife. They have kicked away the real wife. They have found a new lover. That guy will hate you. We hate you. Why? You are misplacing your priority. You know one thing about my children? Anytime I'm traveling, they will now carry their bed. They will now bring it to my room. They shall want to be sleeping in my room. So anytime I come back, when I come, they were looking at me. Daddy, you want to sleep in your... I said, I'm around now. Joe, go away. They will love you because of one thing. You are loving their mother. They will hate you. All that goodness you think you are doing, you are a good father. You will fail gallantly. Why? Because they are watching your conversation with their mother. Get your wife, save your children. Neglect your wife, and then lose the child. That's the order. It's your own. That's your own. That one is not your own. Children are the heritage of the Lord. Father, provoke not your children, lest they be what? Discouraged. Stanza 5, servant. So in your working place, obey in all things. This is how you can show that you are celebrating the feast. Because in feast, we sing, we dance. That is what mark feast. This is the way to celebrate this feast. Don't do it with eye service. Men pleasers. When it's there, you do it well. When it's not there, you do rubbish there. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. Yes. And whatever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not what? Unto men. Know him. Hey! Wife, say know him. Husband, say know him. Single, say know him. That of the Lord. Ye shall what? Anything you do to your husband, God is the judge. Anything you do to a wife, God is watching. He will reward every man according to his works. Don't think that you are doing it to her. My chef, why you be real? You are not chef. You will collect your own beyond your measure. Because the one who watches those matters is the Lord. Is the reward of the inheritance. For ye what? Serve. So when you are loving your wife, who are you serving? When you are submitting to your husband, who are you serving, sir? May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. We are in a season of celebration of charity. And we are all going to celebrate this feast. We are all going to sing this song. Can you pray this morning? Can you pray? Let us all celebrate the feast that you are declaring at this time. In all facets of life, let us sing your song. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.